From team headquarters, this is the 49ers Studios Podcast.
We are back with another 49ers Studios Podcast. I'm Joe Fan. My guest this week is the one, the only, good as gold, Mr. Robbie Gold, the reigning NFC Special Teams Player of the Week. He's been a man on fire, and he's got ice in his veins. Robbie, appreciate you joining me, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Heck of a run you've been on. Can you describe the last 3 weeks? You're the first kicker in NFL history to make 15 field goals in three games. Have you ever felt like you've been in a zone like you are right now?
I don't really know. I don't really think of it that way. You know, I think of it as kind of being the same guy every day for an entire season. And, you know, I think when you have teammates like Bradley Pinion, Kyle Nelson, you know, Zane Beatles and Kilgore, who take on three guys and the big guys up front, who block for you, and the guys on the wings like Celek and Defoe and Logan. It's pretty easy to come to work every day knowing that they have a passion for it and they have some ownership in it. And, you know, I think just being able to do something that helps the team win is kind of unique for all of us.
How much do you enjoy the adrenaline rush? There's always a built-in pressure that goes into being a kicker because every kick you're the spotlight, right? Whether it's an extra point in a blowout, the first quarter, whatever. 20-yard field goal, 50-yard field goal, it doesn't matter, but you've had the opportunity the last 3 weeks, one of which being in Chicago where you played for a decade, to kick game-winning field goals in the last minute where, again, all eyes are on you and that pressure couldn't be higher. I'm guessing that you live for those situations, right?
Well, yeah, especially as a kicker. You know, you know that every game is going to come down to points in some capacity, whether it's a first-quarter field goal, extra point, or whether it's a game-winning kick. And, you know, it was awesome to see the guys drive down the field with 107 and get it in range. And there's a lot of execution that goes into that. I mean, I don't think that we had one negative play. I don't think we had a bad play where, you know, there's a drop ball or, you know, we ran I think we ran like three or four passes and then Carlos got in there for the run to set up the field goal. So there's a lot of execution that goes into 107 to get it into field goal range, and I thought those guys did a great job of when they got the ball executing it and getting into where we needed to get it to kick a field goal.
You've been absolutely nails this year. You've made 20 in a row, longest active streak in the NFL. I think you came into this year with 33 was your career high. You're at 36 now with 2 weeks to go. Coming into this year, I mean, the numbers go on and on. You've never kicked a game with five field goals. You have three of them now, including six last week. I mean, what do you make of all of that? I mean, I know you're enjoying yourself, but is it kind of wild?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't really, to be honest with you, put much thought into it. You know, when I got signed here, I know that there's a lot of people that I was very familiar with that put a lot of faith in me. And, you know, I just wanted to be able to give them a return for what they were asking for me to do. And, you know, obviously, I think, you know, playing for a guy like Coach Hightower and Stan Kwan and Michael Clay and how our room is built with accountability and ownership and everybody just, you know, wanting to be the best at what we do. And, you know, every day it's easy to come to work because it's fun. So, you know, at the end of the year, maybe I'll look back and, hey, this is what we did this season. Maybe not. I don't really get too high, too low. I just worry about what I have to do next. And the next kick's the one that matters the most.
You can tell when you're right, a level playing field. Emotions don't get too high or too low, which is what you have to be as a kicker. But I can tell you, between 49ers fans and fantasy football players, there's a lot of emotion going on Sunday with you kicking six field goals, winning the 49ers their third straight game, and also winning a lot of fantasy matchups in what was the semifinals for a lot of people's leagues, myself included. I started you. And after Ben Roethlisberger let me down late in the fourth quarter, Robbie Gold comes through with his sixth field goal. How many messages on Twitter do you have about fantasy football?
You know, it's funny because it's such a growing, I'll call it, sport. You know, there's so many people that do it, and a lot of people at this point in the year are in their playoffs, and, you know, it's very critical about who you start and when it happens. But really, as a kicker, you can't really control how many opportunities you're going to get. You just have to take advantage of those when they come up. And, you know, I think you know, it was just kind of, like, I guess, lucky we had six field goal attempts last week. And, you know, realistically, it's unique to have that fan perspective because I think it helps grow the game and grow the sport. And any age can really get involved and families can do it. And it's something that's unique that I think has grown the sport tremendously.
Do you play?
I used to. It's a little difficult during the season to play. It's just too much of add and subtraction of people starting a roster, and with kind of the being in a new place, my family being in a new area. You know, the focus really hasn't been on that more so than getting them settled and playing football.
So put yourself in my shoes now in the fantasy football championship, as everyone else is out there. Are we putting Robbie Gould back in our lineups this week? Give a shout out to your fans who have been riding with you this recent stretch.
Well, I appreciate everyone who's obviously started me over my entire career, and not just the last three games. But you know, that's up to you as a general manager. You get to live and die on those decisions.
I love it. What's it like? Because again, being a really good kicker and a really good punter is kind of interesting. There's always sort of that. Gosh, our punter is really good, but we don't want to be punting. Oh, gosh, our kicker, Robbie's on fire, but why the heck is he kicking 15 times over 3 weeks where it's like, hey, Robbie, great job, but guys, we need to get in the end zone, so he's kicking extra points. I mean,
what
do you make of it?
I don't think you can really put a number to field goal kicking or punting. You know, I think every game has a different storyline based on their game plan, our game plan, changes at halftime. You know, things that happen, whether it be a turnover, whether it be a tip pass, whether it be, you know, a big return, like you never know what that storyline is going to look like. So at the end of the day, you know, I think what's been unique over the last 4 to 5 weeks is the execution for all four quarters. And I think you're seeing the growth of a locker room and the growth of guys, young guys who've now been in the system long enough to understand their mistakes, and you're seeing those mistakes not happen, and they're becoming better playmakers for us. And I think that has a lot to do with number 10 coming in here and being the leader. And you know, if you watch his mic'd up, I mean, some of the things that he's doing on the sideline, and you get to see it firsthand, is what he's doing in practice. And I think that's bringing those young guys along, and it's pretty unique to see.
That surprise you? I mean, just how vocal he is coming into a new team.
I mean, he learned from one of the best. You know, I've been in New England my rookie year. I know situationally what they do. I know the type of pedigree that they have, the football players that they breed there. And, you know, when we signed him, it's something to be excited about, because I think it's a guy that, one, he's very humble. I mean, we tease him all the time. But he's a very, very humble guy. But he's also a great leader in the locker room, a great voice for guys to listen to and from, because he's very football savvy. And obviously he's been to Super Bowls and he's won them, and that's what you want, and that's the type of caliber player you want in the locker room.
You've been in this league, is this your 13 or 14?
13.
Have you developed any quirks or habits about your preparation routine, pregame routine, in-game routine that I remember I enjoyed getting to know Phil Dawson, someone I know you know very well. But you know how early he'd get out in the field, and he had a little notebook on each stadium and all these different things that he would do throughout a game. I'm curious if you have anything that's kind of particular to you.
No, you know, every day is different, whether it's practice or a game. Every stadium's different. There are some similarities, you know, obviously that get passed on from one area to the other, or, you know, maybe one stadium is a little different than the other, you know, but you never know, the win that you got that one day 4 years later or 2 years later is going to be the same win or weather that you're going to get the next time. So I'm not really a quirky guy. I'm like a light switch on game day. Like, I'm joking around having fun, but then when we start to drive, I kind of get focused again. And then when the defense is out there, I let that guard down a little bit, and it's kind of a roller coaster on game day, but it's just kind of what works for me.
Okay. And I know that you always talk about poking the bear. And the defense and special teams units of other teams likes to poke the bear. And you don't mind shouting back a little bit, I've noticed. There was a play, one of your kicks, I don't remember which one, against the Titans. You took a few steps towards their sideline. Joe Staley comes up, gives you a little bear hug, and says, back this way, my man.
I'm a very competitive person, you know, and I'll never back away from a challenge. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter who it is. I'm not one to run away from something that even I don't know that I'm going to be able to win. But I think that's what I'm built upon. That's what I think makes me different than other kickers and other different athletes that I've been around. And, you know, it happened twice last week. You know, I think it's just one of those things.
I know you can't tell me all of it, but give me some of the details. What went into that?
You know, just the more people talk to me and chirp, the more it fires me up and the more excited I get to show them that it's going to be a long day for them and it's going to be a pretty successful day for us. So,
do different teams chirp more than others?
You know, there's only been a few that I've been around that do. Tennessee was probably the worst team that has done that in my career.
Really?
But
like historically or just last game?
Last game. Yeah, last game. But, you know, it is what it is. It's football. It's part of it. You know, they want to win. I want to win. And, you know, obviously it fires you up and gets you excited. And, you know, it's a big part of it. And, you know, like I said, I'm never going to back away from a challenge. But, you know, I'm going to go out there and do my job. And I'm going to let you know it's going to be a long day.
I love that. How good does that feel? You go 3 weeks ago, you go against Chicago, your old team. And that felt good. Get another win on the road against Houston. Four more field goals, and Titans talking more trash than you've ever experienced, and you go hang six field goals on them, including the game winner at the buzzer. That adds a little bit to it, right?
No.
You know, oh, come on. I know you're Mr. Politician.
No, I'm really not. Like, I honestly think that, you know, you have a job to do. You go out there and you execute and you do the things you're supposed to do with the teammates who have put so much work and effort into doing what they do. I think the most gratifying thing is to come into a locker room with a win and watching everybody celebrate. And I like to win, and it's you know, it's a big part of who I am, and that's what I'm built upon, and you know, that's never going to change.
I know that you know, you mentioned the locker room environment. You've now given two post game speeches. We get to see him. We have, you know, thankfully Kyle Shanahan's kind enough after wins to let our cameras in, and so we can share that moment with the fans. And you just see how together this group is, and I think that's really what strikes me and people outside of the locker room about this team. And whether it doesn't matter how good the coaching staff is or how good the players are. I mean, teams that lose, it's commonplace to start turning on each other, and you have cliques, and you have a locker room that segments itself, and it really is indicated to all of us when you see these moments that never even began to happen. And you've touched on it and how much fun you're having this season, but what is so special about this group?
Well, I just think the guys that they brought in here and the guys that have been here before, seeing a different type of leadership, seeing what the organization has done from the York family to, you know, Al Guido, John Lynch, down to Kyle Shanahan, and the way that they're building the locker room, the chemistry, the culture. You know, it's all different than what I've heard it's been like in the last couple of years. So to see 70 new guys that go into training camp, you know, to coming out with probably 40 new guys on the roster, you're starting to see those guys understand one another. And you're definitely seeing those benefits of guys and the chemistry come together, turn into wins. And, you know, I think we wanted to finish strong, and, you know, we got two more opportunities to do that.
Before I let you go, it is the holidays this weekend. You play on Christmas Eve, hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars, a very talented team, the favorite to win the AFC South. They've clinched their first playoff spot since 2007. You guys have Christmas Day off. Do you have big plans with the fam? I know you got a couple young boys. Give me the household traditions in the Gold House. What's on the Christmas list this year? You know, for your boys, catch us up with what you guys are going to be up to these next couple of days.
We don't do a whole lot on Christmas. You know, obviously, we'll wake up, the kids get to open up a couple gifts. We'll spend some time together as a family. We'll hang out, watch football or whatever, probably a cartoon or two. They'll play with a toy and whatever we have at the house and just take it easy. And it's kind of nice because as a player, you don't get a whole lot of time off during the season, especially holidays. So the schedule kind of falls on a really nice day. I've played on Christmas Eve. I've played on Christmas Day. I've played on New Year's Day, Thanksgiving. So to be able to spend that time with your family is pretty special, especially, you know, this time of year.
Anybody in town?
No, it'll just be my wife and my two little guys.
Very nice. Okay, well, what's on the Christmas list? What's the hot toy for, what, 3 and 5?
You know, we do a do, a wear, a want. So, you know, they're a handful of gifts, and they're all, you get an outfit, you know. You know, we're doing Paw Patrol for the boys.
Okay.
But then we're going to go to Disney when the season's over is like the do. So we always kind of go away for a couple of days as a family when the season's over, and they're pretty excited about it because they're all in the cars right now. So we're going to go to Radiator Springs and see that kind of exhibit and let those guys have some fun running around there.
Cool. Give me that. There's the want.
There's a want, a do, a wear, and I forget the other one, but
okay.
They get a handful of gifts.
Okay. So. Right on. Yeah. Robbie, man, I appreciate your time. It's been fun getting to know you this year. Obviously excited about where this team is headed, and you know, congratulations on what's been a fantastic year for you, and you know, two big games here to close it out.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you having me.